김디지.
Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. I'm Everett Brooks and I'm here today with Candy G co-hosting Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She is also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to affect real change, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose of Nothing But Good News World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis of the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the works that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all the programming and to satisfying the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Welcome, Candy G.
Hey, Everett. Thanks for that intro. I appreciate it very, very much. Now, before we get to today's guest, what I'd like to do is share today's G-Note. And what a G-Note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-Note simply reads, "Dear friend, in the whirlwind pursuit of our days and aspirations, we may be so busy searching that we may be just too busy to look around." So here's what I want to tell you. Just take a minute and look around. Hey, this is Candy G and Everett Brooks. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our first commercial break and we're going to come back to some amazing, amazing guests today. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, along with my guest co-host, Everett Brooks. Now, today's guest, Kartik Satinarian. How'd I do?
Hi.
Hi. Kartik, did I pronounce your name correctly? Satinarian?
Well, you got the first one correct. The second one is, I know, I don't blame you. It's probably one of the longest Indian names you've ever heard.
Thank you.
Satya Narayan.
Oh, Satyanarayan. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so for those listening, Kartik is the co-founder of Wildlife SOS, and he, along with his partner, Geeta Seshamani, achieved the impossible by ending a problem that had lasted for hundreds of years. In less than 10 years, they solved the dancing bear problem in India. I'm so fascinated to talk about this. So what I'd like to do, Kartik, is go ahead and tell us a little bit about what this dancing bear problem has been, and then we'll get around to how you helped to end this. So what was this dancing bear problem?
Dancing bears have kind of been a problem in India for over 400 years. This was actually started by a community called the Kalandars. It's an indigenous community now, but 400 years ago, apparently, they entered India from Persia and basically started entertaining the Mughal emperors back then. But ever since that, it kind of, over time, degenerated into being a glorified begging practice, really. And what was most horrifying and shocking about this practice was that every single bear that was being used to perform was removed from the wild. And when my colleague Geeta and I started working on this project and we started investigating how these bears were being procured and how they were being turned into dancing bears, what we found out was quite horrifying. Every single bear cub that was removed from the wild was snatched from its mother. The mother bears were being killed in order that the poachers can get the cubs. And then these little baby bears, you know, would be the size of little puppies. And really, they are really cute and cuddly at that age. And then they would be held down by a few men. And then they would use a red-hot iron poker and drill a hole through the top of the muzzle, down all the way in through the lip or through the nostril, and then thrust a coarse, thick rope through that. Then they would then keep that wound fresh and non-healing so that the pain of the rope going through that wound would keep the bear, scared and frightened and willing to jump and perform if they forced it to. And they would just yank that rope and beat the bear and basically teach it to move up and down, bob up and down. And that movement appeared like the bear was dancing, but actually it was just jumping up and down in pain. And this is what was the dancing bear practice. So in 1995, when we were confronted with this issue, we started investigating this, and then we worked with the government. The Indian government was very cooperative, gave us land to set up rescue centers, and the biggest challenge was to try and find an alternative source of livelihood for the communities. It was easy to punish people and send them to jail, but, you know, there were 1,200 families with 1,200 bears in 1995. How could we send 1,200 families to jail? It was a little bit challenging for us to kind of face these communities who were cruel to these bears and try and help them instead of punish them. But that was the only sustainable way forward. And we had a lot of obstacles, but we had some success by helping the community. They took up alternative livelihoods. They were convinced. It took us years and a lot of risk and a lot of hostility that we had to deal with and obstacles, but 17 years later, we've been able to stand back and say that we've been able to put this cruel, barbaric practice behind us now.
So there are no more dancing bears?
There are dancing bears outside of India in the neighboring country of Nepal, but we have taken all the dancing bears of India off the streets. However, there is a small population on the border area in Nepal. Nepal and India have a porous border, so the dancing bears used by the communities in Nepal sneak into India now and then sneak back. So that's something we are continuing to battle with, and that's a challenge that's ongoing. But yes, we have taken every single dancing bear from India off the streets, and they're all in our facilities that we've set up. Wildlife SOS has 4 rescue centers across India. The biggest one is about 160 acres and has 250 sloth bears. And these are extremely endangered bears. So I would say that's probably the largest rescue and rehabilitation center in the world for sloth bears.
And I think that was going to be my next question. Like, where are these bears? And certainly they weren't turned back out into the wild, right? Because they don't know how to take care of themselves.
That's correct. The dancing bears that we've rescued have no teeth. because the teeth have been knocked out by a metal rod. They have very often no claws, and they don't know how to survive in the wild. They have no survival skills because they weren't brought up by their mother bear, which is when they learn how to survive in the wild. What are the seasonal fruits, where are the seasonal water resources that they can access, and things like that. So these bears are not releasable, and that's a big challenge for us. We are unable to release these bears, and that is a huge challenge. Because of that, these bears have to live out their lives in freedom and dignity at the rescue centers that we've set up.
Kartik, this is obviously a work of passion for you. Can you tell us about when you first realized that this was what your path is, and how did you come about that?
I was crazy about animals right from when I was a little school child. So when I was walking home from school, I would dump my books if I would see an injured puppy or a crow with a broken wing or something, get it back home and get yelled at by mom for losing my books on the street. So it started back then, and as I grew up, I got fascinated by wildlife and the forest and the other creatures that share this world with us. And right back then, I used to lie to my mom that I was going to my friend's house to study, and I would use every full moon night, and me and a couple of friends would take a bicycle and go off to a nearby forest called Bannerghatta National Park. When I was going to school, and we'd trek about 12 kilometers into the forest, sit on trees near a water hole on every full moon night and watch wildlife coming down to the water and drinking. We'd see wild elephants, leopards, wild pig, and bison, and things like that. And that was very exhilarating and quite exciting. That kind of got me on this track. And when I was doing my graduation, I got an opportunity to work with the New York Zoological Society on a tiger ecological status survey project in India, and that gave me a lot of opportunity to work in the forest, with wildlife, and we were estimating prey densities in forests, the carrying capacity of various wildlife reserves, and how many tigers they could support. And we used to do a lot of scat analysis for both DNA of tigers and leopards and wild dogs, the prey-predator relationship and all of that. So that got me down this track. And what actually changed all this was two things. One was when I was doing a line transect in the forest, which is what you do when you walk an imaginary line through the forest on a compass bearing and you gather data on prey density in the forest. And it was on that. It was a late evening walk, and it was dusk. It was getting cloudy, and it was probably going to rain in a bit. And then I saw something about 4 or 5 meters away under a fallen log, and I thought it was a pig, and I made a note in my data sheet. And I had a tribal assistant with me, and the next thing I knew, I confirmed with him that it was a pig. And then he just said, Karadi, and that's a local language, and Karadi means bear. He just shot up the street. He was a petite, light, thin little man, and he just shot up the street, and he was 30 feet above before I could say Jack Robinson. And the next thing was his bear came straight at me from under that log, and there was no chance, no opportunity for me to do anything. I couldn't run, I couldn't move. So I had heard in the past about how bear attacks leave people mauled. You have your eyes gouged out and scalp pulled off and stuff. So I just turned my back thinking, I'd rather save my face and my eyes and stuff. And if I get mauled, let it be on my back. All I could do was turn. And the bear didn't make contact. She dropped down. She made a lot of sound, attacked me, came straight up. And about a meter away from me, she dropped down on all fours and turned around, gave me a disgruntled snort and said, almost saying, you disturb my nap, you human being, and then ran off into the forest. And, of course, I was shitting bricks. I sat down. It took me 20 minutes to recover from that experience. And but it taught me how tolerant wildlife is. Wild animals are so tolerant of us and of how far we go into their domain, into their areas, and into their habitats. But how inconsiderate humans are when we cut down forests, replace it with townships and cities, and and agricultural lands, and with no consideration whatsoever of their requirements. And we don't hesitate to kill, cull, destroy, and decimate wildlife when it comes to them being a threat for our survival or our development, if you might call that. So that changed the way I started looking at wildlife, realizing that, you know, people are so ignorant. We don't understand that by doing this inconsiderate development, felling, and destruction of wildlife, we are causing our own destruction. You know, people, no wildlife means no people eventually, because if we can't create habitats for them to survive, we won't survive either.
Kartik, please hold that thought. We are going to head off to another commercial break, and we'll come right back to you.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Everett Brooks here with Candy G. And before we get back to Kartik, let me tell you about TEDx Delray at Delray Beach. It is just around the corner, and the preparation that has gone into this upcoming event ensures that it will be nothing short of spectacular. With a lineup of 23 world-class speakers such as Ricky Williams, Frank McKenna, Kartik Satarian, Rebecca Becca, and of course, Candy G herself. It's a day you won't want to miss. TEDx Delray Beaches, The Human Experience, will be held on May 3rd, 2013 at the Delray Beach Center for the Arts, at the Arts Old School Square. For more information, go to www.TEDxDelrayBeach.com. Kartik. In listening to your story, it reminds me of some of those Native American stories where the great bear spirit came and kind of blessed you with your purpose. How amazing is that experience when you think back on it now, looking at what you've done for all of those bears?
Oh, it is an amazing experience. I think in a way that was probably my great bear spirit that kind of shook me up and told me to get out and do something. Because, you know, if we don't do something for wildlife, for nature, that has been so generous in sharing resources with us, which is everything we've got. You know, our houses, our roads, everything is made from material that is taken from nature and the environment and resources that are available to us so generously because Mother Nature shares it with us so willingly, and we never try to give back. And if we don't give back something in each lifetime, I think, you know, we're no different from a rodent in a sewer, because rodents also just consume, reproduce, and die. And we'd be no different if we didn't try and make a change and make a difference and play our role as change makers in some way or the other. So Yes, I think the great bear spirit is with us and will continue to be as long as I live, so I can make a change and help nature back.
You know, it's so amazing when you hear your story and see the work that you do, and it's just, you know, actually I'm a little speechless. I think it's really astounding, and Kartik, it's kind of hard to get me speechless. But I also know that you're known for your undercover work that's led to the capture of many infamous poachers in India. And your anti-poaching work has caught tiger, leopard, bear, reptile, bird, and various other poachers who are tapping and or killing wild animals to be bought and sold, usually in foreign markets. Let's talk a little bit about some of these other animals that you're now working to save as well.
Poaching is a huge and a serious risk that we face every day in India. In fact, the business of poaching, as I call it, is only next to narcotics on the international crime syndicate levels, and comes probably before arms. And it's a very severe threat that we have to face almost every day. Every animal that you can think of, virtually, you know, scaly anteaters, birds, parakeets, rhinos for their horn, elephants for their tusks, for their ivory. Every single animal is poached. Tigers for their skin and their body parts. And it's hard to believe that things like, you know, bear bile soup, tiger penis soup, shark fin soup are all delicacies in some parts of the world. And that's what's causing this massacre that's going on across the world for species that are extremely endangered. And we have to do a lot of undercover work in achieving this, because wildlife criminals are extremely clever, and they know that they can. It's a huge risk, but the profits are high, and it's lucrative for them. So we need to try and discourage them while using the law, while working on the right side of the law. And often we have to cheat them into exposing themselves, and to trick them into exposing themselves is the most difficult part. You have to play the game. You have to walk the talk. You have to know how they behave, and almost be a member of the mafia yourself and think and behave like them in order to achieve that. So very often we have to play the role of a decoy. I go in as a holy man sometimes, as a trader, as a big wildlife crime supplier myself, in order to get these people to open up. And once you see the chink in their setup, you infiltrate it and get these people out. So I have a few operations that I could share with you if you're interested.
Very interested. But also, how dangerous is this for you?
Pardon?
Yes, I'm definitely interested. But how dangerous is this for you and the folks you work with?
There is a certain amount of danger involved, yes, I must confess. And we have to take calculated risks, but we are very responsible about taking those calculated risks. And sometimes I have to decide who, you know, how much of a risk we can take and when to pull back. And sometimes we don't pull back until the very last minute. In fact, just yesterday, you will not believe, just a few hours ago, we had this huge operation going on in India, and this is the first time anybody's going to hear about it, where two elephants were confiscated. And it was a covert operation that we had to do with the Haryana Forest Department. And there were two people who were in illegal possession of these elephants. These elephants needed to be confiscated. And we had a team of four people, including two mahouts who help us move elephants, who had to drive over there overnight, and we had a huge amount of risk because there were about 20, 25 people just outside waiting to attack us. And we had to call for police support, police protection, and get these elephants to safety. And the amount of risk that's involved in an operation like that includes kidnapping, possible injury to people. But we need to take precautions, and that's what we do. We work quite closely with the enforcement authorities and the police. So as every minute was like a heartbeat going off in our head, and completely filled with worry and concern. Every step the elephant took was taking us closer to safety, but we had to constantly look behind us. Our teams were really scared. about the risks that we were undertaking. And every night we had to stop somewhere was a huge risk. But I must say, and I can share with all of you, that just about maybe 25 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago, I got confirmation that the elephants have reached our rescue center safely. So this is going to be the first. This is the first two elephants that have entered the elephant rescue center in Haryana. I can send you pictures of these later on. But it's a huge victory for us. And we worked for 5 years to reach the stage. And finally, we have the two first rescued elephants in the center.
Congratulations. I mean, really, very astounding, wonderful work. I love hearing your passion and the work that you're doing. It's just amazing. Now, I'm looking on your website at the same time, and I see that when you talk about your Forest Watch, you talk about internationally an estimated $8 to $10 billion every year is generated through wildlife trafficking. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, it is a frightening fact. It is a frightening fact, and very often we have found in our investigations that the same people who are involved in gun running and drugs, illegal drugs, are often indulging and dabbing in wildlife crime as well. In fact, in a recent operation in central India, when we were having a covert discussion with the police setting up the team for the raid, we realized that they had been hunting for a man that we were looking for tiger skins. They had been hunting for that man for weapons and bombs that he was supplying to some local criminals. And so it was quite a coincidence, and it shows how closely these two criminal networks operate. And it's quite a real danger for wildlife, because these people have no lack of resources. They can go in there, and the problem is that they use poor tribal communities to actually do the poaching. And these tribal communities could sometimes use a jaw trap that is made from just automobile spares and rusted leaf springs from a car or a truck to make these jaw traps. And these jaw traps cost about $3 or $4 to make. But they are so skilled in field tracking that they can go into a forest, see where these animals move, look near the water holes, and they can smell trees where they do scent marking, put up 3 or 4 traps, and get a tiger in a jaw trap, or a leopard or a bear in a jaw trap in no time at all. And then they just bludgeon the animal to death so the skin is not damaged. They peel the skin, remove the bones, remove all the body parts in no time at all. And in about 2 hours, the animal will be reduced to a bag of bones and a bag with skin and other body parts, and it'll be transferred off and shipped out very quietly before we can know anything about it. So it's really important that we keep a constant watch. Wildlife SOS employs over 24 informers across India, and sometimes we do have the risk of our informers needing protection. And if they get exposed in an operation, we need to take them off and put them in hiding sometimes for months, and they can't be used in those areas ever again.
You know, Everett and I were listening to you talk, and we just keep looking at each other, shaking our heads. Everett, did you have any idea that something like this was going on around the world?
Not only did I not have the idea, I didn't realize how big the problem was. On your website, you said it's second only to the narcotic trade. And I don't know that our listening audience realizes how rampant this problem is, particularly when we see it. We live in South Florida, and it's not uncommon for people to have some of these pets that may have come from
it's
there.
Very much so. You know we have a huge problem here, very close to here. We have a huge problem with boa constrictors coming in, and then folks having these boas in their house and then turning them loose in the swamps not very far from here, and that we have now a population that's overgrown with these reptiles, and they have to send folks into the local areas to find these snakes. So it's really kind of incredible when you think about it, because I think that there are a lot of people here, especially in South Florida, where they think it's prestigious to have some kind of an exotic animal. Let's have an exotic cat, or let's have something, and then realizing that what a tough thing it is for these animals. I mean, this has really opened my eyes in a big way.
Definitely. When we come back from break, Kartika, it would be awesome if you can tell us what your call to action is for our listening audience. So we're going to go to a break right now. When we come back, we'll have Kartika.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio with Everett Brooks and Candy G. Triathletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it too. Join the buzz. Eat Well Foods. Their delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balance for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today, 786-991-6602. That's 786-991-6602. Visit with them on the web at eatwellfoods.com. For delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton, that's eatwellfoods.com or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Foods. Great for diabetics, too. And Candy G is one of their happy customers.
Candy G is one of their very, very, very happy customers. Just so you know, check them out. So we were asking before we went to break, you would like Kartik. What is the call to action? What would you like our listening audience to do? How can we support you?
Well, for one, I think people should really be responsible and careful about buying any exotic pets at all. They must remember that every wild animal they seek or they procure is being removed from its habitat, and its habitat is being cut off, destroyed, just for a few bucks, so they can have this pet in their home for a dinner conversation or for their own personal enjoyment. They need to really be careful about that. That's a call to action that I would really suggest. And the second call to action would be that they could get onto our website, sign up for our newsletter, and join us on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/wildlifesosindia, and we would love to get as much support as we can. They can sponsor an animal, support our anti-poaching operations, and we can get those people out in the field and stop some of these poachers who are getting these animals out of their natural habitat and cutting them up into pieces so they can be a soup or a delicacy in some other part of the world because of a mistaken myth.
You know, when you talked about these animals being somebody's soup, I have to tell you, you sent a giant chill up my back. Wow, that's amazing. And I want you to know, I've just signed up for your newsletter, and I hope other folks do too. Could you give that website again, Kartik?
It's www.wildlifesos.org is our website.
Awesome, thank you.
So, Kartik, you in the United States now, or are you in India? Because we know you're going to be speaking at TEDx, which I'm sure you're really excited about. Where are you at right now?
At the moment, I'm in LA, and we've just come over here. And I think tomorrow evening, I go to Florida, and we should soon be at the TEDx. I'm looking forward to that event.
That is awesome. You and Candy are going to share the stage there. Tell me about how it felt when you first became aware that you were going to be a TEDx speaker.
It was a real coincidence. I actually met Becky Woodbridge on a plane when I was waiting to use the restroom on the plane, and that's when I met Becky, who is organizing the TEDx Delray Beach. So it was an amazing meeting, and it shows that, you know, the sky is really the limit, and almost literally in this case, for making such networks and connections. And we started speaking about TED when we met, and when she heard about the story of the bears and the anti-poaching work and stuff, and she said, well, you've got to come and speak. And so, you know, we've been looking forward to it since then. And then it went from strength to strength, and we organized it. I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great platform to get people involved, and people can learn so much about it. I learned so much from TED, and I think TEDx is a wonderful platform.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up Becky, because folks are going to come out to this amazing event, and it is being structured like no other event I've ever seen. And it really is, you know, Becky is the heart and the soul of this event. And, you know, just for folks listening, I hope they get an opportunity to shake Becky's hand or at least say hello, because she really is probably one of the most extraordinary event coordinators I've ever met in my life. So thank you for bringing up her name. You know, we have a few minutes while we're still on the air. We've got about 5 minutes together, and then we're going to interview another TEDx speaker right after you. And she is our 13-year-old TEDx speaker, which is pretty exciting. But, you know, we have about 5 minutes together. You know, Kartik, what do you really want folks that are listening to the show today? What do you really want them to walk away with?
I think walk away with the idea that, you know, everything around us in nature is completely non-replaceable. It cannot be replaced once it's lost. We've got to understand that. We've got to be really careful about the natural resources we use and be conscious about it, and, you know, maybe help put the pieces back together if it's possible, because very soon we're going to be dead and gone. And one of the philosophies I use is that, you know, most of us use about 8 hours a day on an average sleeping, and another 8 hours commuting or speaking or doing other things, and we only have about 8 hours to actually do something with ourselves and make a contribution or make a difference. That's about one-third of our life. And most of us, you know, have, if you calculate that, about 15 years of our life is all we have in one lifetime to make a difference. And if we don't use that well, we've lost it, and we will, you know, have not contributed anything or made a difference at all. We would have just been using, consuming, and exploiting the resources that we came here and that nature has shared with us. So we've got to be really conscious, support wildlife projects that you know and you can trust, and help conservation projects like ours, and come out to India, join us, and help us make a difference. We've got 10 rescue centers. We employ 200 staff. 40% of the staff are from tribal communities. We would love, we have a paid volunteer program that people can join up on, come have a vacation, work with wildlife conservation projects in the ground. In about 2 weeks, we're going to start releasing a bear in the wild with a radio collar to track it down and hopefully understand more about the habits of this bear that we rescued. So projects like this would be really exciting. And we would love for people to sign up, join us, and get involved.
So they can find this information on your website. If one of our listeners wants to get involved and do what you do in India, all they have to do is go to their website?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is wildlifesos.org, or send us an email, which is info@wildlifesos.org, or get onto our Facebook, facebook.com/wildlifesosindia, and send us a message, and we would love to connect with them. And we have a team all raring to go. We've got a very enthusiastic group of people, so we would really love to have people, as many as they can come, join us and be involved with us in India and in other places as well. We have a team of volunteers in the U.S., and Nikki Sharp, who's our executive director, she's joined us after volunteering for us for over 7 years. And she's extremely committed. People can write to Nikki on nikki@wildlifesosusa.org. We've set up a 501c3 charity, so contributions in the U.S. are tax deductible, and people can connect with Nikki and email her. She can set up meetings and a mechanism to reach out to us in India as well. And also, I, with reference to the TEDx, I would be failing if I didn't mention the help I've had from Haley Foster, who's the TEDx coach, and she's been extremely helpful in getting the talk to a point that is quick and really efficient.
Well, thank you very, very much, Sartik. We really appreciate you being on the show, and we really appreciate your call to action. I think the listeners got a lot from you and put a lot on their minds, particularly when it comes to taking care of Mother Earth, which takes so good care of us. We're going to go to a break right now.
Actually, what we're going to do is, Kartik, we're just going to say goodbye to you right now. We're going to get ready for our next guest. We got about another minute to break, and I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And, hey, I can't wait to shake your hand and give you a hug on Thursday and Friday, okay?
Excellent. Look forward to that, Candy.
Thank you, thank you. All righty, Kartik, thanks. Bye for now. Yeah, you know, just quickly, again, I have to reiterate that this is such astounding information, and I think that it's probably very eye-opening for a lot of folks listening to this show, like you and I. I know that the glances we've been giving each other all through this show have been such big glances of surprise.
Definitely surprised, and you watch this stuff on TV, and you'll watch the Nature Channel, and you really don't pay that much attention because it's happening so far away. But to hear that voice here and to have him present is just an awesome opportunity for us to really pay more attention to this.
All right, that's awesome.
Thank you for listening. We're going to come take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a nice treat for you.
Help shipping. Ameritrade website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.ameritrade.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Ameritrade is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Ameritrade today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website ameritrade.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Brooks and Candy G. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you get agitated easily? How would it feel to have the tools to live life, the life you love? The Center for Psychological Effectiveness has been serving Broward County for 24 years with affordable therapy. Our commitment is to empower patients with new life strategies, and our motto is solutions, not talk. Visit our website for multiple self-help resources. That's www.solutionsnottalk.com, all one word, or call the center at 1-800-714-COPE, 1-800-714-COPE, and begin to navigate your life towards more quality.
Okay, Everett, You said it. We're going to have a surprise. And I am so excited about this guest. I have been waiting. This is one of those interviews I have been waiting to have on the show. So let me tell you about our next guest. Becca Zerbo is a 13-year-old victim of middle school bullying. Through the bullying incident itself did not last long. The effects did. Then one day, Rebecca decided to carry a positive affirmation she could carry around in her pocket to help her feel better. Right then and there, Positive Pockets was created. Today, this 13-year-old CEO spreads positive messages wherever she can. Becca, this is Candy G saying, I am so happy to have you here with us today. Say hello.
Hi, Candy. It's so nice to hear from you again, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm so happy to have you, and so is my co-host, Everett, and really looking forward to seeing you on Friday and hearing your talk. Becca, will you tell the listening audience a little bit about your bullying and how it helped you create Positive Pockets?
Well, as you know, I was involved in a bullying incident that left me pretty down and not confident in myself at all. And so I had took that and I created something out of it because it's really not what happens to you. It's kind of what you do about it. And so I created this little card with my favorite sayings and some pictures that I liked, and I turned it into Positive Pocket.
Amazing words of wisdom, my little friend. Amazing, amazing words of wisdom. How do you use Positive Pockets, and how do you share it with other folks?
Well, I use it when I'm feeling anxious or upset or angry, and I just read it, and I just feel so much better. And then I promote it on my Facebook page, Positive Pocket, www.positivepocket.org, on my Facebook, again, and then on my website. And I keep one in my pocket at all times and in my backpack.
Can you tell me what the one that you have today says?
What?
The one that you have with you today, what does it say?
The one that I have today, it's my favorite one. It says, hope for today, believe in tomorrow, dream forever.
That is awesome. Could you tell the listening audience a little bit more about what Positive Pockets is? So when you say you have something in your pocket, I've never seen it. So could you describe to me what is your product?
Well, my cards are, it's a little business card, and on the card, we have several different designs. It has the background, which varies, and then different sayings.
Okay, that's awesome. You know what? And I can tell you're really amazing just by talking to you. Where do you get the ideas for the sayings that you put on these cards? How do you do research, or are these things that you read about? How do you get this?
I kind of just think of them, or my mom will help me, and that's really how we get the saying. And then based on the saying, we kind of pick out the background.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm sure that you probably have somewhat of a celebrity status at your school. How has what you've done impacted your relationship with your classmates as well as the environment at your school?
It's helped make it a little better, I think.
Tell me how do you let other young folks know about this product that you've created so that it can help them?
Well, it can help them when they're feeling down or they're feeling the pressure of school, and they can just read it and just feel better about it.
And that's really awesome. How do other young folks know about it? Do you have a website? Do you talk about it at school? How do they know about your product?
I have a website, www.positivepocket.org. Again, as I said before, I have my Facebook page, and then there's a lot of word of mouth where I tell people about it, and then they go and tell their friends and family.
That's awesome. Your mom must be really, really proud of you. When you came up with this idea, tell me how she supported you in doing what you're doing right now.
She helps me a lot. She supports me. And there's just so much that I can't even say that she does for me, and it's really appreciated.
Is my understanding you're creating some other positive pocket products?
I'm actually creating a pair of jeans.
I think that's really exciting. Are they just going to be kid size, or will they be my size too?
What?
I said, are they just going to be kid size jeans, or are you going to make my size as well?
It's going to be junior sizes 0 to 19. And when we launch it on Kickstarter, so watch out for the link that I'm going to put on my Facebook page. It says like the hip sizes and the waist sizes, and it's positive pocket jeans on the Kickstarter.
Well, you are very, very creative. It's so amazing to speak to someone with your talent. Now, you get to come and speak at TEDx in Del Rey. I don't know where you're located now, but how did you find out about being invited to TEDx?
Well, I was actually invited by Becky Woodbridge, and I live in Boca, so she visited me and said, hey, would you like to speak on TEDx? We would love to have you. And so that's really how I was introduced to it.
Are you really excited about getting on stage and giving your talk?
Yeah, I am really excited. I've been practicing really hard, and I want to make it really empowering and just overall really good.
Well, I know just by looking at your picture on the internet, on your website, we're looking at it right now, and your smile is so engaging. So I know once you get on stage and you put that smile, you'll have the audience right in your hand. So I am excited to see you give your talk. And I think it's wonderful that you and Candy will be sharing the stage.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually just excited because you're going to be there. So I see not only you have your jeans, but you also have bracelets as well, correct?
Yeah.
Are there people at your school that wear positive pocket bracelets around the school? Do you see them during the day?
No, I do not sell them at school.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay. And so basically it's just off of your website, right?
Yeah.
And Facebook and those things.
Yeah, actually sold out. So I don't know when we're going to produce more.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm pretty excited, and I'm going to want to get my hands on some of these things. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm an order waiting to happen, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, before we say goodbye to you, is there anything that you would like to say to the folks that are listening to you right now that you really want them to hear?
I would love to say, please support my Kickstarter. It would mean so much to me. And just be yourself, because that's the best that you can be.
Becca, I appreciate you, and our Nothing But Good News audience is going to hear a lot more about you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. I'll see you on Thursday and Friday, all right?
All right. See you then.
All right, honey. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, Everett, what did I tell you?
That's amazing. How empowering is that when we can encourage our children to take an event that maybe wasn't so positive and to turn it into something that may revolutionize how kids work with each other? I think that's so awesome. It just really motivates me. I'm a dad. I know you're a mom, and your daughter's doing extremely well. But man, that entrepreneurial attitude that she had and that support that she gets from her mom is just awesome. And I hope the listening audience is sparkling with ideas that they can do with their children.
You know, we've been doing a lot of interviews with TEDx folks now. We've been doing this actually for a couple of months, and we've had some amazing, amazing folks that have been on the show. And for our regular listeners, you have to know what an amazing event this event is going to be. And if you want more information, go to TEDxDelrayBeach.com, TEDxDelrayBeach.com, and find out more about this event and the amazing Becky Woodbridge and the team, extraordinary team that she has pulled together to help make this an incredible event. Everett, we got to say goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now.
So this is Candy G. You know what I want you to do? I want you to get out there, and I really, really want you to do something remarkable, because this world that we live in, as you can tell by these guests today, it is wildly positive. It can be wildly and amazingly positive. We can do great things. So, like I said, get on out there, do something amazing. And this is Candy G signing off. Bye for now.